Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. And my goodness gracious, today is my birthday. You know, and to be honest with you, although I still have a couple of classes before going on possibly a day trip and then go to my favorite restaurant, have a couple of drinks and just enjoy the day off, man. I'm just, you know, I still wake up with that purpose. You know, how can I bring joy to you, inspire you? And I just want to thank you for following me for these days, weeks, months, years. If you've been following each of my birthday podcasts from 2016 to 2017, 2018, if you didn't hear those videos, it used to be on an older platform. And I switched it to Buzzsprout because Buzzsprout was by far, far better and much easier with a way, like a much bigger reach. But you can still find them on YouTube. If you put, you know, Arsenio Buck birthday 2016, 2017, 2018, you're going to hear exactly where I was and my state of mind back in those years. And, you know, you and just like myself, striving for a better life, someone who wants abundance. You know, me getting the health and being the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life and being the wealthiest I've ever been in my entire life this year and being as joyful as I am today in comparison with where I was last year, although unbelievably amazing, you know, spending the time with my soon to be fiance and the fulfillment, especially. And I just think that it's awesome that I'm here, you know. And a lot of people always say, you know, what are you going to do on your birthday? And I'm just like, I always look back and I look at it like the last 5 years and where I was having my birthday in 2017. And, you know, I got a birthday gift from a ex-girl who ex-girlfriend somewhat 5 years ago. But me still being at work and working during that day. And, you know, 2018, I can't remember what I did during my birthday. 2019 is another day. I just really do not know what I was doing. And of course, 2020, I had to stay at home and I was spending my birthday watching a horrible Netflix movie with someone who was unbelievably annoying. And to see that change around in just 1 year and being with my soon to be wife, it's just remarkable. But seeing where my state of mind was at those times, even more important. A lot of people always say, are you going to go out and have an extravagant da 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 da? I'm like, nah, man, I feel the same exact way that I felt in the last 5 years. There's no difference. You know, although that the world is, you know, going around and it's 365 days to go around the sun, but then this 34 is no different from 33, 32, 31. However, the fulfillment, the joy, you know, my mission, my passion, that's what I do. You know, I do my life's work. I enjoy this. This is my art, my communication, my expression. This brings a greater amount of happiness than any other day, spending time with a bunch of people who I probably do not like and, you know, getting drunk and all that stuff. No, thank you. Obviously, yes, I am going to be going to Phuket again, coming up in about 4 days time on Thursday and coming back on Sunday, which is obviously going to be a canoe trip and so many other great things. But, you know, just to put it in perspective, you know, I just, this right here brings me so much great happiness. I never get weirded out with just being on a microphone. There was a nurse who I had met, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, I think she had listened to me before. She's like, you speak so much. Are you ever tired? Or, you know, I forgot. She asked me a funny question. I'm like, well, this is my life's work. Just as what you do being a nurse is your life's work. Of course not. You know, having 80 plus countries on this podcast and another 199 on the other podcast listen to me. It's just that constant striving to become stronger mentally, more happy, more loving, more creative, more fulfilled. You know, and that satisfaction, that joy, that gratitude, and giving my best and showing up my best, that's one of the bigger lessons that I've learned throughout this last year, you know, and seeing where I was again back in May and having three students who were the bedrock of my finances at the time. And then, you know, and this was just a month before everything began to jumpstart. I still remember in this month, there were two people. One person had bought a course. One person, I forgot what the other person had done, but me just jumpstarted everything very quickly. And then that was the beginning of an amazing journey coming on to, you know, July and August and having Filipinos over here, Saudi Arabians over here, and so many different, you know, students from Jordan and stuff like that. It's just my life's work to help and spur other people on to success. And I think the five biggest lessons that I've learned over the past year has to be, one, living with intention. You know, and again, that getting better fueled by realization and asking myself, you know, do I live consistently every day? Do I love and do I matter? And, you know, do I matter is the biggest one, because when I'm pursuing my life's work, absolutely I matter. You know, did I love? And this is very, you know, very difficult to think about, because, you know, do we love each other? Do we not? Because do you become less judgmental? And I still remember such a beautiful time. I woke up at the beginning of this year, tucked away in a very gorgeous foresty area of my girlfriend's, you know, hometown. I said, you know what? Let's judge and feel better. Let's judge and feel better. And I would have to say that that intention and setting up that intention every morning and saying, man, how am I going to bring this joy? It has been massive, because listen, June, July, August, when everything was just falling apart, I was like, you know what? Let me keep pumping out this content, pump out this content. It took about 3-4 upwards to 5 months, maybe even 6 months, not till the beginning of this year, when I started getting people from Cambodia and people from Kuwait and people from obviously here in Thailand and, you know, Saudi Arabia start buying my courses. And I did not expect anything instantaneously, but I knew that that intent of, okay, I need to develop that ambition to schedule things out and to know what is that next big needle mover, you know? And when I wake up, it motivates me. I started Podia, my website, about a year ago. And to be honest with you, I think just now is the first time I crossed that 10,000 USD threshold. And to be honest with you, I think I would have to say probably about 75% of that has come in the last 2 months on that website alone, not talking about PayPal and all those other things either, you know? And just thinking back to the intention and asking myself, what are those questions? And asking myself those questions to evaluate my life. That's what Phuket was. When I saw these beautiful yellow birds flying overhead, making these beautiful noises and hearing all these other things and loud noises and all that great stuff, and being with someone who I absolutely love to the umpteenth degree, you know, it makes me reevaluate so many things. Like, whew, man, I have come an extraordinary long way. Which leads me into the next one, bringing the joy. And just understanding that you are in command of your thoughts, your emotions, and your feelings. You are. As much as you probably do not want to take that responsibility, you need to have that responsibility. And to be honest with you, the more you learn about personal development, the more you craft your reality. Doesn't mean everything's going to be easy and happy, 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 happy every single day. No, but we can guide our emotions every day to architect the emotional reality that we want. Having that bad day, okay, but bounce it back. And you need to teach yourself that. Bring in the joy at work, bring in the joy at social situations, bring in the joy with kids. Take responsibility of your energy. And again, you have no idea, you know, after losing, you know, a couple of companies at the beginning of last year, being with another company, and, you know, as much as I wanted to just like cancel the contract and give them money back without any viable explanation, as much as I want to do that, I kept saying, although the relationship had fallen flat with these individuals over here, it doesn't mean that the students should be held accountable for other people's bullshit. And, you know, I took responsibility for my energy every single day. I went out there. I had a 40-minute drive from the airport link all the way down there. And this is like my personal development journey. I did my meditation. By the time I went there, I had new energy. People would come in with into my classes, my training, you know, my training programs with that weak ass energy, being at a company where a lot of people just do not want to believe in bettering themselves whatsoever, except only one student out of the 85 I had at one point. But man, it was a total transformation. And that's what that joy is, regardless of that shitty energy that they would bring, I'm like, I don't give a damn. Listen, I won't even speak to you. I'm going to bring the joy. I'm going to bring the energy, and I can give a fuck what you fools think. You know? And so keeping that, regardless of the situation, regardless of social situations, regardless of other people, like I say, I still go to a gym right now. And again, after November, December, I'll never go back to that gym because, you know, I'll be living across town and I'll just be going to a gym over here and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, when I went to that gym, there are times where I now understand that there's one trainer that attracts a lot of the women and they just flood the gym and they're all just taking these photos and it's very fucking annoying. But there are other trainers in there who are Indian, you know, India of descent. And of course, considering that I'm in Thailand and them not really liking Indians, I love it because when I go in there, man, it's such a personal connection. And then only like one or maybe even two other people show up. And it's just awesome. It's awesome because I'm like, oh man, this is great. Even with the Thai women, a lot of other Thai girls do not show up. They only show up to, of course, when the white guys teach. And so me, I'm just like, fantastic. So now I know what classes I'm going to join so I can have that more focus and have that more connection because we always crave connection. I always bring that joy no matter what. I could be myself around the Indian guy because he's cracking jokes. He's bringing up the energy just as the other guy did, but it's not so much of a, I can't really say anything because he's just so focused and everything. But the Indian guy, there's more of a connection. It's so much funner, you know? And so regardless of other people around me, I bring that joy. I bring that joy. I make those noises. I do this. I do that. I push myself. I do not give a fuck about anyone. When he says, thank you so much for joining, guys, I grab my shit. I go into that damn, into the showers, get that done within 5 minutes. And then I walk right out. And then, of course, the trainer, he always says, all right, Arcidio, thanks so much for joining. I'm like, hey, thanks, man. I walk right down the escalators without looking at anyone else. I don't care. I bring the joy and I control and I protect my energy. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned over the last year. The next one, honoring thy a struggle. Man, I'm telling you, you know, when I over the last couple of months, boy, I've had plenty of struggles, whether it be my ear one day, whether it be, like a couple of other individuals or, you know, just going through the day-to-day swings of everything, March being an unbelievable month, but, you know, being able to finally, you know, look at my have business students online now and everything. My online business has jump-started, but it wasn't always like that. I had to honor everything in regards to the struggle. Being in an 8-month shutdown last year, I had to utilize it and create more service, right? And that service, obviously, what it comes down to is, you know, the different habits that I need to develop to be able to get more courses out there and have that daily regime of getting things done. You know, having that daily, weekly, and monthly life score assessment, you know, and I've really built on that exponentially over the last year. Man, I'm telling you, I started getting into that high performance habits probably around May, June, July last year. I told my girlfriend to print a couple of things out for me. I wrote it down every morning, my morning mindset, my evening journal. Looking back on the things that I was grateful for that past day, I just do it. Man, I do it on such a consistent basis that I'm just so excited. And so, but it wasn't always like that. See, when that 8-month shutdown happened, I wasn't too scared. But when I got that email probably around April 17th of last year from the job saying, hey, the COVID situation is too dangerous. We're going to start again in about a month. And then I messaged him. I said, okay, are you going to start? They're like, oh, we'll let you know. We'll let you know means we're never going to start again. Best of luck to you. And thank you for your services. And I'm like, okay. But I always kept that in mind for such a long time. Like, okay, are they going to come back? Are they going to come back? Are they going to come back? And I would always say it for a year. Then finally, after that year, I cut it off emotionally. And I said, I'm not going to allow you to come back. Even if you did come back, I am now permanently unavailable to you. Because there was no communication, no nothing over the past X amount of years. There was just nothing. And it was just so annoying, to be honest with you. And what had happened for, of course, such a long time, I just kept telling myself and giving me the false hopes and belief and me not honoring the struggle and saying, you know what? Okay, they're gone no longer. do not, you know, pay attention to them anymore. I would just continue doing that over and over and over until finally I said, I'm becoming permanently unavailable to you. Honor in thy struggle. So because we always want those things, you know, the aliveness, the enthusiasm, the presence, the awareness, the conscious, the vital edge, the positivity, the energy. We want that on a consistent basis. If something else negative is taking up those available attention units, it's busting us and breaking us right out of the habit that we need to take us to the next level. And so we have to figure out that moment when we're in flow, and we have to learn to create that on a consistent basis by mastering our mind, our habits, and our health. Now, of course, connection. That's always, you know, with ourselves, with others, the moment. That's another thing that I realize I'm creating a greater sense of connection, whether it be like 30 minutes before I start teaching in the morning, just being alone, you know, being with my girlfriend, or, you know, being with my girlfriend at night and sharing different things, ideas and stuff like that. I know that there are different ways I could put more into it by surprising her with different things and stuff. That'd be really cool. So I'm now generating those ideas. Just happened yesterday. I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to put a little bit more excitement into this. You know, it's because it's not that it's lacking excitement. It's just that it is deserving of more excitement. And so there goes that with connection. And obviously connected with people where you do not have to veer away from your table. And what I mean by that, veering away from your table, what do I mean by that? Well, you have a table, okay? And there are a lot of people out there who, where you join other people's tables and they look at you like, what the hell are you doing here? We don't want you around here. We don't like you. And this always happens. And to be honest with you, what ends up happening is we have this table that we're sitting at that we're really not happy about until finally we get up and we sit at another table, although maybe still in the same cafeteria, and they're probably looking at you like, what's wrong with him? Just he chooses not to be at your table anymore and force friendships. You can't force friendships. And that's why I naturally gravitate towards the energy of other individuals, whether it be the two trainers, the Australian Spanish or the Indian. A Thai girl who I ended up becoming friends with, you know, at the gym, who is really just so nice. But the foreigners and the other people, I just, I don't have to push anything. And this is why I don't look at people. This is why I just stay focused on what I have to do. And I feel a hell of a lot more comfortable because sometimes I just go in there and announce myself, and I always would. But no, not anymore. So again, taking away from that sense of mission is what I would always do. But now the purpose is obvious. When I go to a gym or when I get things done, I always have it in mind. What is my goal for today? What is the energy that I'm going to bring to me today in this gym? Now, if I'm working out with trainers and there are a couple people in there, such as the, you know, the Indian trainer, then the Thai girl that was there, I'm bringing the motherfucking energy. I'm bringing the conversation. I'm bringing the pain. I'm bringing the laughter because it allows me to, because we're all sitting at the same table. But in other times, in other places, like yesterday, I'm in and I'm out. I ain't got shit to say to you fools. Yeah, because there's a lot of people who have just incredible amounts of egos and people who just really don't want to speak. Or if you try telling them or pointing at something, they just completely disregard you. I'm like, oh, no. No, thank you. And to be honest with you, I now know what classes those types of people show up to. So I'm just going to avoid that, you know, that specific trainer, the Aussie guy. That's it. Because the thing is, I want a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction. So maybe you today, it's not about a gym. Maybe it's you about being a good mom, or, you know, getting the kids out to school alive, or, you know, doing things on social media and putting out a message to the world that could inspire others, or, you know, me. Doing this podcast is meaningful to me. Still remember the Korean lady 4 years ago. When I went to do this very unofficial interview with her, she's like, oh, are you still doing that podcast thingy? So funny when I look at that, and so funny when people try to minimize your accomplishments and they have no fucking idea who you are. It's such a beautiful thing. And I'm just so grateful for all of it, because that's what I've learned so much over the past, let's say, few years. Is being able to, you know, understand that, you know, not everyone is going to be you know, for me, and not everyone needs to agree to me. Agree with me. I have to agree with myself. And it could have been very easy for a Korean racist to come right into my life. One that didn't even want to hire me based on my skin tone just 2 years prior to that, and was going to pay me significantly less because I wasn't the skin complexion she was looking for. For that clown to say that, I was like, oh, you are not going to deviate me away from what I am achieving right now. You could kiss my motherfucking ass. And it was such a beautiful thing. It was so easy for me to get out of my own self to get to that level. And so, again, you have to keep growing to be happy. That sense of feeling, you know, momentum, the growth, the progress in our personal or professional lives, you know, that's what gets me up every day. You're going to have to figure out what gets you up every day, you know? And so with that being said, you know, we always have to think about it and say, how do I keep doing this? Doing two podcasts, you know, on this specific day, this morning, and having all these students, what can I share that drive, that growth imperative, that curiosity, that exploration, that development of greater mastery, that becoming a better role model, a better parent, a creator? That is what has been brought to me and you in this very moment. And this is what I'm so grateful for. And this is what I love you for, because I feel a space of love in my heart every day when I do these. And that's that sense of feeling, that momentum, that growth, that gratitude. It's about having impact overall, right? And we have an impact, to be honest with you, everyone does, whether it's conscious or unconscious, right? Whether you chose it or you didn't choose it. Whether you led it or you didn't lead it, you need to understand your energy and how you treat other people. This is what I've learned a lot over the last year, having that and adopting that role model mindset, that being of service, that adding the value. That is part of the meaningful pursuit. And that is what I'm remarkably grateful for on this specific day. You know, the last time I was supposed to do this, I was supposed to have like wine and different thing at hand. You know, I think that's what I did last year, as a matter of fact, or the year. No, not the year before. I do, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's Christmas, New Year's, but oh man, I remember I had wine and everything. I just talked about so many different things, but here is a greater understanding of who I am. And it's going to be really good to come back here next year, a month before my wedding, a month before I see all my friends come out here. And it's going to be such an amazing feeling to do my podcast at that time, but at the same time, being present, being whole, being right here in that oneness and seeing how much I've transformed over the last year puts tears in my eyes. And that's what you have to dedicate yourself to, growth. I'm your host, as always. Thanks for tuning in for another year and being with me for another year. Over and out.